Hi there, this is Kathy York. I want to let you know I recently discovered a Family Life Today article about our weekly schedules. And you know this topic is near and dear to my heart if you have read my book. You will find FLT's full article here, Family Life Today article link for you. But please check out my Kathy style takeaways first. This is my non-overwhelm post number 2, dumping weekly schedule overload. Ah, got your attention there, right? Wrangling our schedules is a big part of reaching non-overwhelm. Family Life Today doesn't use that non-overwhelm term, but you are familiar with it because I keep preaching it. In several countries, school has started up again and our fall schedules are slowly moving into place. I hope your summer was full of unscheduled time, some peace, calm, and serenity. But even if you've been good for the past couple of months, it's tempting to revert to the fear of missing out scramble. Let's brace for it and ask ourselves 4 important questions. The first question: how does taking the time out of the current schedule benefit me or benefit us when it comes to putting something new in? Will that new thing leave enough time to prioritize being together with loved ones, getting plenty of sleep, and adding quality to your life? The second question: does this every 7 days commitment place a strain on me or on us in any way? What sacrifices must you and others make for this activity to go forward? Do the benefits outweigh the self-denials? And does everyone agree? Family values will have much to do with the answer, and FLT has a free values assessment available for you. Question 3. What motivators are driving my interest toward this weekly endeavor? And then I ask you, do you have FOMO? Fear of missing out. Do you want to participate in another ongoing obligation? Oh, there's a question too. And the 4th question: how tightly is identity tied to this effort? Is it all about me? Is it all about someone else? So how tightly is your identity tied up in this weekly endeavor? Do you want to participate to look good? Are you in it just for the kudos or applause, perhaps? Or is it because it's someone else's goal for you, so they'll look good? I preach about that too, you know. Well, number 4 is brutal, and I know that. But, you know, we all know these people. Oh, look at me. Look at what my kid did or whatever. Well, let's ensure we are not one of them, okay? Well, my notations here are heavily truncated from Family Life's article, so don't forget to check out their superior offering. And again, I have the link here for you. I hope you found this post helpful, and we'll take a few minutes to read the Family Life Today article. And please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post. I do have the social icons for you here. And when you subscribe, you will receive my monthly offerings for your non-overwhelmed pleasure. And I promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. If you need to contact me, it's kyork@kathyyork.com. K-Y-O-R-K at K-A-T-H-I-E-Y-O-R. K.com. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.